Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football this morning. It's my NFL and college football legend video, Archie Manning, by way of Ole Miss, by way of the New Orleans Saints. If you like the video, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Where can I start, man? It's so many things, like I said, about Archie Manning. But the one thing that I'm going to say to start this video off, and people know me honestly, is that, Mr. Manning, I got a lot of respect for you, not only from what your sons have done on the football field, but just your journey. Our only son, going back to your junior year and finding your father who allegedly had committed suicide. To me, to be able to bounce back and come through what you've came through, and then you went to a bad franchise as a first-round pick to the New Orleans Saints. Your overall record with them, you only had 49 wins, 119 losses, 3 ties, and the beating you took as a quarterback in New Orleans. And you played 14 years in the league. I don't think you necessarily got your flowers. And you threw for 23,000 yards in the National Football League, 125 touchdowns, and you had a passing rating of 67.1 in your career. But your ability to bounce back, stay in New Orleans, and raise 2 sons just won 4 Super Bowls, and one that's in the Hall of Fame in Peyton, who played in a school, Tennessee, in the state I grew up in, Memphis. And plus, you're from Drew, Mississippi, which is 19 miles from my mother's hometown in Sunflower, Inez Turner, who I want to say I love you, mama, who still to this day is 83 years old and kicking it. See, if I always told you people out there that it's something in the water in Mississippi, and it's something that I'm glad that I have that blood in me. When you look at it, Morgan Freeman, James Earl Jones, Jackie Slater, Jerry Rice, Walter Payton, Brent Favre, Elvis Presley, Jimmy Buffett, B.B. King, Stella Stevens, and of course, my family, Chester, Inez, Opie, my Aunt Alma, my Uncle Edward Parsons, my Aunt Alma Parsons, and the Evans family, Al Evans Jr. It's something that Mississippi builds you different. I can't explain it, but Mississippi is a state that builds strength, determination, and the will to don't give up. That's what I love about that great state. And that's what I see in Archie Manning. See, I know about Archie Manning when he was a sophomore. See, Ole Miss used to open up every year and play Memphis State at the time as their first game of the year. Ole Miss won that game. It was a Saturday night game, 21-7. And I remember as an 8-year-old getting up in the morning, getting that commercial appeal and running, getting that sports section. And on the front of the sports section, the commercial appeal, Archie Manning has a chance to be the greatest football player in Ole Miss football history. And think about this Ole Miss program. They had success. 1955, they had a quarterback by the name of Eagle Day. That was nice. Then years later, they had a young man who ended up being one of the top JUCO coaches in the state of Mississippi. And son, I told you, Bobby Franklin was nice. Then in 1960, they had another quarterback named Jake Gibbs that was nice. Then Billy Brewer backed him up. See, he already had pressure playing that position at the University of Ole Miss. But the thing that I remember about Archie Manning is that the moments he had as a college football player, the first night game, 1969 in October, the performance he put on, 436 yards passing, 104 yards rushing. Of course, Ole Miss lost that game to Alabama 33-32, but the skill level that was put on display, athletic, the ability to throw the football, the mobility, the ability to read defenses, the scrambling ability, and excitement. You could say he was the white Michael Vick back then. Then he broke my heart. I can't say the 1969 game against Tennessee. Tennessee coming in ranked number 3 in the country. Everybody got them lined up to go to the Orange Bowl. That Tennessee team was very talented, man. Kurt Watson, Bobby Majors, Lester McClain, Jackie Walker, Bobby Scott, Ken DeLong, Steve Kanner, Jack Reynolds, Chip Kale, Tim Priest. That team was special. I remember that day as like it was just, I remember that like it was just yesterday. I had went out that morning, that great November day in 69, did some work. My father got home, rushed back home and turned it on to WIEC 600 AM, which was the Tennessee football flag station. And I remember at halftime, I consider the greatest voice in all of radio, football, basketball, the great John Ward. And he said these magical words. At halftime, Ole Miss 24, the Vols 0. I stepped back. I said, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Well, Ole Miss ended up winning that game 38-0. And Archie Manning was 9-18 for 159 yards and a touchdown. But the previous year, Tennessee had really disrespected him. He threw 5 interceptions and a loss to Tennessee that year. And during the media days, during that 69 season, Mr. Steve Kanner said that the Ole Miss football team was like a bunch of mules. And somebody said, Archie who? Well, after that game, that right there, game right there has to be the most disappointing moment in Tennessee football history. That team was number 3 in the country, headed on course to play in a national championship game, down in Orange Bowl. And after that game, they ended up playing in the Gator Bowl, ended up losing to Florida, and Doug Dickey left as a head coach. After that season, that program took a different turn. That game was the game that changed. Archie Manning, he put it down. And then the Sugar Bowl, beating Arkansas that year, throwing for 338 yards, two touchdowns on national television. An Arkansas team who had been ranked number two all year long and had lost to Texas some weeks earlier, had the great Bill Montgomery at quarterback. Chuck Dykus, one of the best receivers ever, came through the University of Arkansas, and linebacker Dick Bunkus. And Archie Manning had 338 yards that day. And Ole Miss ended up beating Arkansas 27-22. And then another great moment, coming back in that 71 Gator Bowl against Auburn, that had Terry Beasley, Pat Sullivan, falling behind 21-0. And Archie Manning with a broke left arm, running out there like the Michael Vick of college football back then. Go look at the game film. He left everything on the field. Those are the moments that I remember about Archie Manning, making him one of the greatest college quarterbacks I ever seen play. And you're talking about one of the toughest football players, pound for pound, get drafted by the New Orleans Saints in the 71 draft and stay with that franchise for the better part of 12 years. Ended up with 23,911 yards, 125 touchdowns. And he went 49, 119, and 3, and his best season was in 1979 and went 8-8. So basically, he never had a winning season when he was a quarterback with the New Orleans Saints. Never had a winning season. And the greatest comments came from the great Deacon Jones. He said this about Archie Manning. Out of all the football players I ever played against, Archie Manning is a warrior. Warrior! Come out to play! The toughest and a survivor. And like I said, when I watch Archie Manning come out of college, the skill set, quick feet, one more time, rifle arm as a passer, sharp mind, work ethic. I heard his practice habits were off the charts, and he was always in top condition. And let's be real. At Ole Miss, he was surrounded while he was in college probably by C-grade talent. And then with the New Orleans Saints, he was probably surrounded, obviously, with D to F grade talent. But you know what? Archie Manning, during that time, never complained. And then after he finished his career, he kind of took a step back and was quiet. But he had three sons. Then nobody knew how it was going to turn out. But his son, Peyton, ended up becoming a Super Bowl champion with two different teams. Ended up changing the face of football at the University of Tennessee. His son, Eli, ended up leaving Ole Miss and taking them to the Cotton Bowl, 10-3. And then Eli won two Super Bowls in the greatest, toughest, nastiest media market in the world, in New York City. Eli, his son. And then Cooper, right now, his other son, probably the best football player out of the two, outstanding wide receiver, played quarterback in high school, then Payne came along, then he ended up being a receiver, becoming one of the top five receivers in the country, had to give football up over there at Ole Miss. But now look at his son, Arch. God laid hands on that family, man. But that family did what's right, and that family is close. And I envy that. And Archie Manning, I envy you, but I love you and respect you, man. You're one of my top five athletes of all time. I'm sorry. I got to put you in there with Ali, Peyton, Jim Brown, you made my list, man. Because you was part of the greatest father-son combo in college football history. It's no other combo of father and son that's going to ever, ever touch you. Of your sons. And then you got a grandson, the number one player in the 2023 class. But you did right, man. You laid in the background. You took your lumps. And God blessed you and your family immensely. And I respect you as a man. And you lost your father at a young age. I can tell you right now, man, and I tell people all the time that the reason that I'm an individual, I'm not perfect, but I think I got a lot of good in me. It goes back to my parents and my father. He raised me right. He raised me to be an outstanding man and a gentleman. And I want to say this today, happy Father's Day, Father. My dad, Chester Turner, who's still 85 years old. If I would have lost him at the age of Archie Manning, I don't know how I would have turned out. I'm sorry, but I'm blessed. And that's why I got to give Archie Manning his kudos. It's always great to do these videos, man. The stories are outstanding. And God don't make no mistake, brother. Archie Manning, hats off to you, brother. One of the greatest football players that ever played college football, pound for pound, to this day, after you left school in 1970, you still the best football player, pound for pound, that played at the University of Ole Miss down in Oxford, Mississippi, which is 55 miles from my hometown, the 901 Memphis, Tennessee. Much love to your family and your wife, Olivia. Y'all have done an outstanding job. That man went 49 and 113 in his playing career. But God had a plan. He raised his children right. And he's had two sons that's won four Super Bowls. Unbelievable story, man. Unbelievable. So, if you like the video today, please come and share. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen today here on 100 Yards of Football. My final words about Archie Manning. Let's go back to the state of Mississippi. The Doobie Brothers, Blackwater. Well, I built me a raft, and she was ready for floating. Oh, Mississippi. She's calling my name, catfish, I'm jumping. That paddle wheel is thumping. Blackwater, oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling. Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Archie Manning, you shining, my man.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
And one more time, happy Father's Day to my father, Mr. Chester Turner, down in my hometown of 901. I love you, Pops. And also happy Father's Day to my uncle, Opie Turner. I love you, Aunt, who's 80 years old, my dad's little brother. I've been blessed, man. Enjoy the video. Archie Manning, Ole Miss Rebels, Johnny Vaught, Ben Williams, Eli Manning, Matt Corral. Thank you. God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.